Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
I am so excited that summer is almost here because in my area, that means we're going to have farmers markets. I love getting to meet the farmers, getting sustainable food. And this is something that our wonderful guest, Lisa Stokey, does all the time. She is with Food Democracy Now, and she's joining us now. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, how are you guys doing? I'm great to be here. Thank you.
We are good. Lisa, I'd love you to tell us a little bit about the work that you do, what Food Democracy is now, and Food Democracy Now is, and just a little bit about your passionate work, because I think we really need to talk about you and the work you're doing.
Oh, well, thank you, Andrea. I really appreciate that, reflecting on our recent conversations, right? So Food Democracy Now, I founded this organization with my partner, Dave Murphy. We're both from Iowa. We're Iowa kids. Our organization is based in Iowa. And we started it in December of 2008. And, you know, we are both active in the Obama campaign, if you are American and you live in Iowa, you know that Iowa is just, I mean, you're tripping over candidates all the time. It's hard to miss them, you know, during an sure. election frenzy. So, we got to really work with campaigns and help them draft their rural agenda. And, of course, a lot of that had to do with food and agriculture. And I had an experience one time where I was talking with the Obama campaign manager for the state of Iowa at that time to get him, elected from Iowa to the caucuses, which he was, right? And he was really trying to sell me, do a hard sell on me, talked to me for like an hour, and why not this person and why not that person, and Obama's your person. And I said, okay, well, that all sounds really good. I said, but what I really want to know is where does your candidate stand on GMOs? And this was in 2007. That. And he looked at me, and he's like, GM, what? And I said, wow. You guys have got a lot of work to do. This is a really important issue. And especially if you're here in Iowa, most of our acreage is devoted, to genetically engineered corn and soy. So I said, you guys, you better figure it out. So, Dave and I worked with the campaign. And so when Obama was elected, we reminded him of his promise that he made at an event that Dave organized, and I helped that to label genetically engineered foods. And so... When he was elected, we sent him a letter and said, we really hope that when you appoint a Secretary of Agriculture, that they have a background in sustainability. And so we had that letter signed by 90 leaders in the movement, everyone from West Jackson and Wendell Berry to Alice Waters, Michael Pollan, all kinds of people. And then we put it online, and we got 57,000 signatures, like in a week. And, we didn't get the Secretary of Agriculture that we had hoped for. But that started Food Democracy Now, because people said, you guys are really speaking to a place, that we have yet to do, which means putting politics in food, that this is a political issue. And it's not necessarily a partisan issue, although people kind of say, yes, Republicans, they may tend to fall more on the side of corporations. What we have found is that, unfortunately, Democrats and Republicans both, make what we consider to be poor decisions, for our agricultural policy. So that's how we got our start.
Good for you, Lisa. I mean, really, your work is incredible, and you've got a great following on Facebook and on Twitter, which we'll tell people at the end. Tell us a little bit about the Steve Marsh case. I know that you were, you wanted to talk about it today. So tell us a little bit about what's going on there in Australia.
Well, what's happening in Australia is really it's indicative of what's happening, all over the world, and particularly in the U.S. But Steve Marsh is an organic farmer, got his organic certification 10 years ago. He farmed next to his best friend, who was not an organic farmer, who grew genetically engineered or Roundup Ready canola. Mm-hmm. And in 2010, that was deregulated in Western Australia, where they're from. And so, you know, the long and the short of it is that Steve's crop, his organic crop, was contaminated. Now, it's not this way in the U.S., but in Australia, if your crop is contaminated, he had 70% of his crop contaminated, he lost his organic certification.
Oh, you know. Sorry, how much percent did you say? 7% or 70?
70.
70%. Oh, my God. Now, Lisa, just to explain a little bit, is that because of the winds? I mean, obviously, it's the winds that carry those seeds over to his farm. Is that how it's getting contaminated?
Yes, yes. With the canola, the seed, and the pollen. So, there was a very specific instance that was cited in the court case of him, like, drying the canola. And they think that this is when the contamination happened in 2010. So, you know, for an organic farmer, you know, like here in the U.S., for example, your ground has to rest for 3 years, you know, with no chemicals. In that three-year time, you're not getting, you know, the price bump for organic, right, because you can't certify it as organic.
Right.
You know, and so there's a significant transition period, you know, economically as well. And so it's really a big deal, you know, when you lose your organic certification. You know, it can devastate. Go ahead.
They took his farm away from him, so he's basically they're like you. So what happens to that farm now?
They took his certification away from him, so now he's no longer a certified organic farmer.
Organic farmer, and so he still has his farm. Yeah. I got it. Okay.
Yeah, he still has his farm, you know. But this is really it's going to harm him, you know, economically. Hmm. Not to mention, you know, the harm to his seed supply. You know, and that's something that isn't always talked about a lot. We talk about a lot in terms of economics, which is important, obviously. I'm a board member of the Organic Seed Growers and Trade Association, and we were engaged in a lawsuit, both for Democracy Now! And OSCADA. We're engaged in a lawsuit with Monsanto up until January of this year. And one thing, you know, we always stress at OSCADA, too, is that, you know, there is no value that you can put, you know, on seed. There's a lot of farmers that have developed seed. You know, Percy Schmeiser is an amazing example of that, a farmer who was sued in Canada by Monsanto, and he would not stand down. A lot of farmers settle. And so they lose, you know, what they've developed, you know, over years and decades of breeding. Because what happened with Percy is that they sued him. He said, I'm not going to settle with you. I did not intentionally grow your seed. This is happenstance, contamination, and you cannot sue me for patent infringement. And so they took him to court, and he and his wife lost their retirement savings. He lost 50 years of seed saving. You know, he had to empty his you know, seed bins, and it was devastating. But, you know, Percy is a real hero. You know, Steve Marsh is a real hero. My friend Jim Gerritsen, who's the president of OSCADA in Northern Maine, you know, organic farmer who's been very outspoken in this. You know, they're heroes. Mm-hmm. And these farmers, you know, they really just want to farm, you know. But they are willing to stand up, you know, and give their time. And they're often threatened, too, you know, for what they're doing. So they're real heroes, and this is something, you know, I think that we really all need to give, you know, more time and attention to.
And I couldn't agree more, Lisa. And I think what we'd like to do is we're out of time for today, unfortunately, but have you back on and talk a little bit more about the farmers, because I really like hearing the farmer's perspective, and which is really who you represent. So thank you for being on our show today. And for those of you listening, please visit Lisa's website at fooddemocracynow.org. You can also follow her on Facebook and Twitter. On Twitter, she's food_democracy. On Facebook, it's Food Democracy Now. Until next time, we will definitely have you back, Lisa. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.